producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, no, don't put that shrimp on the Barbie. Don't put the steak on. Don't put the grilled chicken. Don't grill the chicken. I know, all the fun. Well, summer's over in the Northern Hemisphere. What are you doing grilling? What are you being outside grilling? You're going to freeze your tushy off. Well, not yet, unless you're in Minnesota. You're on your way. Oh, yes, I know. This is it. More dietary news on the Robert Scott Bell Show that you're not going to like. But I'll put perspective on it for you, so maybe it won't be as harsh as the mainstream media represents it. Super Don, did you cook out? Have you cooked out in a while? I know I saw your pictures on the beach. You're out there having a great time at the Gulf of Mexico. And just wondering.
No, haven't done any grilling yet.
No charcoals in Texas, available in Texas?
I think that might be against the law here in Texas, but I have not yet.
Against the law to not grill? What are you talking about, against the law to grill?
Oh, come on. This is Texas. This is Texas. You've got to grill everything, barbecue everything. Everything is barbecue.
That's what I'm saying. Is it against the law not to? That's the point. But the Blaze has an article. That's where we're opening today. Health study has bad news for those who like grilling and frying their meat. Why, Super Don, why are we starting on a story like this? Everybody's going to go, gee, man, except for the raw vegans. They'll be like, yay, Robert's with us.
Well, this is one of those things I think you have to take with a grain of salt, no pun intended.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it seems like every day there's something else out there where it's like, this is going to kill you, that will kill you. If you sit, it'll kill you. If you stand, if you eat meat, if you eat, you know, too much of this or too much of that. And, you know, people can always rely on this show and you to maybe kind of dispel some of the myths and make people not afraid of dying because they breathe.
Cut through the meat. No, cut through something else. You know, this is the perspective show, right? This is the show where you gain perspective. It is true. And when we talk about, let's say, the grilling of meat, and it, you know, this was an interesting thing because when I was at Vitality Bistro on last Saturday lecturing, of course, I'm in a raw vegan restaurant for the most part. Although they actually can cook soup if it's below 115 degrees, so it comes to your table warm. It was really nice. I had this squash soup. It was really thick and rich. It was great. But if you're a meat eater, are you in enemy territory? You know, I had the question about the diets, right? And I'm like, I'm a homeopath. I'm pragmatic, right? Here's my perspective. It was like Dr. Nick Gonzalez, God rest his soul. This guy was amazing, and his number one goal was to help the patient to overcome cancer. And it wasn't to do it through dogma. It was to do it through what was going to help the patient. And did he put every one of his patients on a 100% raw vegan diet? No, he did not. He analyzed each individual patient, took them as they came, and said, you know, basically, this is the diet that's going to be best for you. Now, all of it was clean and organic. There was nobody, he said, yes, you need pesticides in your diet. You need some more poison, right? You didn't have enough, and that's why you have cancer. No, that wasn't it. So it started clean. But the reality was, he found over the years that it wasn't a one-diet-fits-all scenario other than to be sure that the diet was clean. Now, so if we go to militant vegans, they get upset with this. If we go to militant paleo meat eaters, they get upset with this. unless they're pragmatic instead of dogmatic, and they go, you know what, whatever diet you feel works for you, I'm all for it, as long as it's working. If it doesn't, then reconsider. That's all. And, but you get a story like this, and this is, I don't know if evil vegetarians are behind it, or some really nice meat eaters are acknowledging some of the faults of their own higher of food chain consumption. And I'm just having fun with the word evil here. I'm not being serious, okay? A new study sheds some bad news for anyone who loves char-grilled steak or chicken. That's the headline. That's the subheadline. A specific type of kidney cancer, renal cell carcinoma, they're linking to people that cook the meat on high heat, like grilling. Now, we've talked about this over the years, that, you know, overcooking your meat, killing your meat, to the point of it is just blackened would be an understatement, right? You're talking acrylamide. Not a good plan. But what they're showing here...
Who eats their meat like that, though? I mean, that's like leather.
I don't know. Ooh. Somebody's bound to. But let's be honest.
I know there are some people that want their meat... They
well
call
done.
It well done, right?
Right. Shoe leather. Can I have some shoe leather, please? Right? No, I don't want that.
No.
But look, everybody that cooked on the grill, you know that, oh, man, you leave it on even a little too long, there's going to be some char grill. But, of course, you could say, well, it tastes good, right? Some people say that there's something special about grilling for those that are carnivores, right? All you vegetarians, turn off the sound real quick. I just got to talk to the carnivores. They recognize in this article that the kidneys do filter out toxins from the body, but they're saying that the acrylamide, the different things that are created when you superheat the meat, is putting an undue burden on your kidneys. But they mention the liver not. They don't even mention the liver. And so here's the thing. If you're once in a while grilling out and you're going to eat something that has a little char to it, I'm not overly concerned about it. And I don't know, you know, the way they put these studies out there, they want you to panic. And that's the thing you said to me. It's like, you know, put the perspective on it. If this is all you're eating day in, day out, you're going to have some issues with maybe not enough fiber. You may be constipated. There are other issues that are real, especially if the animal protein that you choose has been factory farmed. But let's just assess and say, for argument's sake, it's clean, it's been grass, you mainly raised, and you're a carnivore. You can, by taking extra selenium, and particularly extra the GTF chromium, with your meal, you can counteract some of, I'm not going to say all, but some of, you can mitigate once in a while, because we're not saying do this all the time. But the way they paint it, the picture is like, then the meat eaters just kind of go into a state where they don't want to hear it. And I want them to hear. I want you to hear. I want you to kind of moderate how you do things so that it's not that you have to go into denial for the things you enjoy, but to recognize that there are better ways to do it, ways to protect yourself as well. And the liver is the key. That's where it hits first. That which the liver cannot handle in terms of metabolic waste or burdens or toxins from the environment, they'll try to be bound out, but if not, they'll often be passed on to the renal system, the kidneys. And if the kidneys are not designed to filter certain things out, like maybe the char from the meat, you can have an undue burden on those kidneys over time. And then they see manifestation of the renal cell carcinoma. But they don't tell you about the liver. They just go right to the kidneys because they have drugs for the kidneys. They can remove a kidney and say, okay, the other one can still do it. It's not complete is the information, is the point. It's not complete. Now, the chromium is interesting because we talk about it. And in fact, animal proteins do have some levels of chromium. Typically, red meat does have some chromium in it. But it might not be adequate to protect you chromosomally because they're acknowledging the risk is to DNA. These so-called mutagens, when you high heat cook, the mutagens cause the changes in your DNA that increase the risk of cancer. So this is why I do extra whole food selenium every day. Not that I'm grilling every day, I'm not, but the point is when you, and if you do, and look, you can grill tofu to excess and have problems. So it's not just meat, but take extra selenium, take extra chromium. And in this way, in the once in a while that it happens, you'll mitigate some of that damage and it won't go into long-term chronic degradation. Did I make anybody happy, or did I upset everybody with that information, Super Don?
Well, listen, I think you did a great job of explaining what this article was saying, and
you can tell me if I sucked at it. It's okay.
Address it? No, well, you did not.
Okay.
You did not. You
all
know,
right.
I would if you did.
Oh yeah, I know you would. Yeah, that's true. You're so mean.
Listen, here's So here's the what I get from this. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Literally, if we went back over the last 20 years of every headline of everything that they've come out with and said that can give you cancer, make you die, we wouldn't be able to eat or drink anything. Period.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's all, everything is in moderation. You know, are you going to die from cancer tomorrow because you barbecued a steak? No. You know, no, that's not going to happen. So what does it come down to? Listen, everybody's a little bit different. Some people can handle more than others. Just eat clean.
Yeah,
clean your act.
Exactly.
You know, make sure you got what you need.
You heard me talk about the concept of kosher laws, kashrut. You know, the Jews and Muslims keep kosher if they're real hardcore. But they didn't write the kosher laws to address genetically engineered ingredients, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticide, herbicide. But, you know, you follow me here? It's not clean enough. It's not enough for a rabbi to bless it, in my humble opinion. That may be sacrilege, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Although if the rabbi blesses it, that doesn't mean it's going to make all the bad stuff go away, though, too.
But, no, that's true. That was my point. And you made my point. You doubled down on my point. That's the point.
There you go.
Listen,
guys, buy your stuff from somewhere where you know where you're getting it from. Make sure it's not GMO. Don't you know, incinerate your food.
Right.
You know, I mean, you
or
know,
do like you know, Liam says, go lower on the food chain, raise some rabbits.
Have you ever eaten rabbit before? I haven't.
Rabbit stew? I don't know.
I've had rabbit. Or it's actually not bad, but why rabbits?
Well, they're easy. They're, as far as an economical source of protein, they breed rapidly. They're easy to grow. I won't go into all of that, but I mean, this is the
kind
of thing.
Kill the rabbit.
Yeah, kill the rabbit. Oh man, we are making such friends among those who listen to PETA. This is such a bad start to the show. What are we going to do?
You know what? A nice rabbit PETA sounds good right now.
Oh gosh, man, doubling and tripling down. By the way, I got an email from our good friend Jerry Doyle this morning. He says, "Oh my gosh, Robert Scott Bell was right again. Frying with oil, more damaging than lard." And basically, this is a story that acknowledges what we've been saying for years. Vegetable oils are not to be consumed by heating them and then eating them. Cooking in vegetable oil is dangerous. You create trans fats, you create aldehydes, they're all kind of nasty things that you do. The only way to go if you're going to cook something in oil, make sure it's a saturated fat like coconut oil, butter, ghee, lard. That's the way to go. You know you like it. Even olive oil, I don't cook with. Olive oil, I eat raw, and I recommend that you do that as well. But the omega-6 in the vegetable oils, pro-inflammatory, they break down easy under heat, and even Whole Foods doesn't get it. Most of their junk that they produce in their own kitchens, cooked with canola oil. Stop it, Whole Foods. You should know better. Got an allergy? I got an answer for you after the break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Let's see if I can make that sound. Remember. No, that didn't sound right. A sneeze did it. No, that was not a good sneeze at all. I chew, right? That concept.
I was just about to ask you if you needed to go change your shorts.
Right. See, but it's been so long since I suffered with severe allergies that I couldn't even remember how to make the sound. See, that's a good thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Allergy story. This was great. Most allergy sufferers not getting relief from over-the-counter meds.
Oh.
And you say, why did you say that's great? Well, because maybe they'll actually try something that will work and won't congest their liver even further. Is that unreasonable of me? I was the poster boy for allergies. You know it. Mr. Allergy shots, Mr. Allergy sinus everything, Mr. Allergy drugs, OTC and prescriptions. And, of course, now it's Claritin and Allegra and whatever they got. Lunesta's the butterfly that makes you sleep, but... You know, why do you even need Lunesta if you're taking allergy medicine? Don't they always make you drowsy anyway? Or do they re-engineer these drugs so you're not drowsy anymore?
Well, no, Benadryl is still quite popular, and it does definitely make you drowsy.
I'm just wondering if these new prescriptions are different. You know, you can operate heavy machinery while on, I don't know, when name the OTC or prescription drug.
You can operate. Some of them, they do say they're a non-drowsy formula, but
right.
Apparently, according to this information here,
mm-hmm.
people are not getting out of it what they were hoping.
What they expect? Yeah. Well, yeah. I want an allergy medicine that says you must operate heavy machinery in order for this drug to work. That would be a real weird one. Well, fewer people treat their seasonal allergies with prescription medications. I don't know. Is that true? I can't imagine. With all the advertising they do for that, that's pretty shocking. But when they turn to OTC meds, they're not so happy, according to this new study. They found 51% of adults who took a prescription allergy pill said they were very or extremely satisfied with the drug's effectiveness, while only 33% of adults who take an allergy pill sold over-the-counter reported the same degree of satisfaction with the treatment. But despite, and I'm reading this article because I just want to know what's the latest on allergies here. Despite not being thrilled with the results, 62% of the adults surveyed said they use over-the-counter allergy products to manage their symptoms anyway. What are they using? They're definitely not mentioning any herbs or homeopathic medicines. These are all drugs. These are all drugs. Okay. All right. So let's get right to it. I did all of these things, other than the brand spanking new ones that have come out because I haven't dealt with allergies in years like that. But I suppressed the sinus congestion for years with nasal inhalers, with allergy meds, Benadryl, like you mentioned, Superdon. Dimetapp was a big one when I was growing up.
I forgot all about that.
Remember that one? Afrin nasal spray. We talked about that. You know, the greatest thing ever, right? That ever invented.
Sudafed was the big one. Sudafed. I remember.
That was pseudoephedrine, of course. They took that away or put it under lock and key. But the Afrin nasal sprays, if you remember, I mean, suddenly if you had a 100% chronic congestion and you put that in your mouth, in your nose, I should say, you're like, what is that sensation? Air is flowing through my nose. I don't remember that happening in a long time or ever. Yet they said if you use it more than 3 days in a row, it'll have the opposite effect. And you're like, you're always scared to use it more than that.
And then I can't tell you how many people I have known that actually almost literally become addicted to nose spray.
Yeah.
They're just constantly using more and more and more, and they can't seem to live with that because as soon as they stop using it, their nose closes up.
Sure. And I remember so well when I went to homeopathic medicine and I started cleaning up my liver, helping my digestion. And, of course, I used homeopathic remedies to address sinus congestion like Cali bichromicum and Sticta pulmonaria. And Allium sepa is the common one. It's the red onion we've talked about before in homeopathic form. And there was a day when I was out chopping wood. I've told this story before in the fall in Atlanta. It might have even been spring. I don't remember. It was like pollen season, so it was springtime. I was just doing some exercise chopping wood, and I just looked around, and I saw the pollen in the air. I knew the pollen season, where the warnings were on. Get indoors if you have allergies. And I'm just breathing freely through my nose, and I'm smelling all the wonderful smells of spring. And I thought, wow, this is weird. I didn't take any drugs. And I realized that was like that 2 years into it that I had accomplished one of my major goals, was to not just relieve my allergies, but to get rid of them. So I was no longer hyper-responding or hyper-reacting with histamines, for instance, to pollens. And I was allergic to all of it. Pollens, dust, mold, animal dander, you name it, ragweed. And suddenly I wasn't anymore. Why was it? It wasn't even because I took a homeopathic remedy for my sinuses. It was because I detoxified my liver, helped my kidneys, helped my digestive system, and broke the cycle of chronic hyper-immune response. Yes, you can take homeopathic allergy formulas, and I suggest them over the OTC drug ones any day of the week. But healing allergies is different than managing them or even suppressing them holistically. All right, questions of the day coming up next. We'll check out what they'll be in a moment.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. It felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we've already talked about frying. We've talked about oil versus lard. We've talked about allergies, renal cell carcinoma. Man, we're on a tear here. We got Dr. Batar coming up at his Advanced Medicine. Every Monday, we kick that off. Yesterday's show was fantastic. You go back and listen to the archives. We've got a question about archives, Super Doll. I'll put you on the spot in a moment. Right here, blasting out through GCN, our syndicator, and many other networks. We'll let you know about how you can hear it in a moment. On the allergy front, I want to remember, modulate your immune system. We don't want to suppress it. We don't want to hyperstimulate it. mean, things like carnivora modulate the immune system. So allergies, remember, are hyperimmune responses. You want to cool the immune response. You don't want to, what they call, boost the immune system. But, you know, the things we work with don't boost it necessarily. They modulate it. That's different. Like the beta-1-3D glucan, it modulates the immune system. And recognizing that the hyperimmune response is due to things like leaky gut, liver congestion. You begin to look at allergies a little differently, and then OTC or prescriptions, neither one are going to be a bright light spotlight for you to go, oh, yeah, that's definitely the way to go. I understand you want to get out of a crisis, but allergies are a long-term degradation and exhaustion of your immune system, because when they fail, when it stops happening, you've done nothing to change your diet or lifestyle or detoxed, then you're on the road to the big C. And I'm not trying to say that to scare you, just to give you some reality checks that allergies are not just a benign thing to go, they're annoying. They're telling you your metabolism has gone awry. Or do you say awry? Ever look at that word, A-W-R-Y, and go, does that say awry or awry?
No, it's awry.
I know it is. But you just awry? Don't go all awry on me. No, that's awry. That must be an allergy. That's an awry allergy. Oh, man, where are we going? Okay, the oil stuff. Yeah, that picture in that article, too, of frying eggs in vegetable oil, not a good plan. There's a deep pan filled with vegetable oil. I don't think that's a good idea. In fact, I know it's not. See, what else we got? We got the archive, we got the cash for cholesterol. Oh, Pamela Anderson coming up. I told you I want her on the show, and you still haven't got her on this show. Now we got the perfect excuse to put her on the show. Get to that.
We'll get to that.
That's what you call a teaser in advance.
So I don't know. Is it time to go to where we need to address the words that people put out there for us to read in an effort to try and help them?
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to figure this out, if it's time or not. It is time, but I'm still not ready to answer questions. Screw it.
I'll help you with this one.
Yeah, go ahead. All right, so let's do that. I'm not even play the theme. I'm just ready to go here. This one is a tough one. This is an interesting one, because I've been traveling on the road trying to catch up with questions of the day. You know, you put them up there at robertscottbell.com. Not many people call in, and that's okay. You can always leave a message at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. But if you go to robertscottbell.com, there's a place where you can submit your questions. Now, they stay in like a permanent state of limbo because I was told don't do anything with them. So I take them and I answer them on the air. That's what I do with them, but I don't change them on the website. And this one, there's been some emails or something coming up from this guy, Robert Frabel, who's in the Northeast somewhere. Is he in New Jersey? It's kind of weird. It's not like asking. He's demanding information.
This has been kind of a bizarre journey that we've gone on over the last few days here, where we found out about this initially from a posting, I believe it was on Twitter.
Yeah.
Where this gentleman, he's actually in Pennsylvania, was making comments saying that you and your people,
my people,
were dissing him.
Okay.
And that he wanted us to stop. And you and I were kind of like going,
what?
Who's Robert Frabel? I don't even know who Robert Frabel is. And so, you know, over the last couple of days, there have been a couple of messages and things. And this guy in Pennsylvania apparently is in some kind of situation. I don't know what the situation is. Where he's looking for some help. Now, I actually got this email today.
Okay.
And this was somebody on his behalf, somebody by the name of Lori.
Okay.
Says here that in this email are several photos. The items are photographed or recorded. I haven't had a chance to watch the video yet.
Okay.
And basically, there's a picture of some homeopathic remedies sitting on a shelf.
Okay. Okay. Single remedies. I see them. They're tubes. I see something carbonic. I got some arsenicum album. It's just a random shot of
Some homeopathic remedies. Then there's a picture of a couple of books about homeopathy.
Yep.
Okay.
One by Stephen Cummings and Dana Ullman. Another one, A Complete Book of Homeopathy. I see that. And then there's another one the Kent Repertory and a Borky Materia Medica and a remedy thing about common remedies. Yeah, I see that.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's got some books about homeopathy. He's got some homeopathic remedies sitting on a shelf.
Hmm.
So Lori goes on to say that he has been trying to persuade Mr. Bell to convince someone personally experienced with classical homeopathy, preferably close to Mr. Frabel, I guess, in Pennsylvania, to contact him to begin a private dialogue about his personal life and where he wants to go in it.
Yeah, wait a second. Hold on. This is a very strange request. Now, I don't know Robert, but listen, he may be in a pickle here. And you know, right. I think I sense that because if they're saying that we're dissing him, there's something up. There's something weird about this. There's just something weird about this.
But I still don't understand that.
No, because you know, I don't
means disrespect. How are we disrespecting him? We don't know him.
All right, listen. I don't first of all, I don't persuade people to do things. I don't think so. I mean, persuade maybe, I don't know. But I'm not going to, what am I going to do? Call up a classical homeopath and say, "Hey, there's this guy that wrote in and he wants you to talk to him." I don't know any classical homeopaths, at least that I know of, in Pennsylvania or New Jersey area. I'm sure they exist, but I'll put it out there. If you are a classically trained homeopath in the northeastern United States, preferably in the Pennsylvania, Jersey area, go to robertscottbell.com. Let me know, and if you want to reach out to this guy Robert, we'll connect you two. I don't know what more I can do because.
Listen. We'd be happy to help. I mean, that's what we want to do. We want to help people. But this is a little bit strange because it goes on to say that if a dialogue is not feasible, Mr. Frabel would like such an experienced person to participate in some way in getting him out of his current living situation and into one that either that person would recommend or... So, I mean... Is this something that a homeopath would normally do, is help somebody get out of their current living situation and into a better one?
Yeah, that's why I said this is a loaded question. There's something going on here behind the scenes. I'm sorry. Hey, Robert, you know, I feel for you. I don't know what more I can do from this end, but I put it out there for you. If there's a classical homeopath, because that's what you're requesting, and if anybody gets the urge, the pull to say, this is the guy that needs my help, then...
I wrote back and I asked for a phone number. I'm going to give them a call just so we can kind of figure out what in the world is going on here.
Yeah,
because it does seem like it's very desperate that he is in a bad situation. Obviously, if there's something we can do to assist in some way by pointing him in a direction or getting him some resources or something, we'd be happy to do so. But what kind of threw us was the tone of this thing from the beginning.
Let me just put this out there. If your idea is to seek help from somebody, don't begin to accuse people of dissing you if they don't respond to you in a way you want to or maybe as fast as you want to. That's not a good plan because you're going to alienate yourself from those who might be able to help you.
How many emails would you say you and I get on a daily basis?
Oh, fair dinkum.
Hundreds. Yeah. So, I mean, we try to get it to everything. Sometimes we don't.
We catch up when I'm out of town, and that's what I've been for a while. We're not going to solve this one, but listen, I think we've got enough of a track record to know that when people ask questions, we try to get to them on the air. There's not a definitive question here. It's a lot of different things that are going on. By the way, I'm clinically trained in homeopathy. I'm not a classical homeopath, even though I appreciate the classical methodologies and can utilize them as well. But I'm clinically trained because my perspective on the Western Americanus bubicanus is that we're all toxic and deficient with gastrointestinal inflammation, and we are just basically garbage pails now. And if we don't look clinically at the terrain and work with the concept of drainage, which is drainage, detoxification, that even the best classical homeopath may give the right remedy and not get the response that they were looking for because the people are too gummed up and gunked up. Now, that can be true emotionally, but I'm speaking here at this moment more physically. The burden that each body is carrying is humongous with the thousands and thousands to millions of synthetic chemical compounds that were not in existence on this planet Earth at the time Dr. Samuel Hahnemann was writing the various editions of the Organon and setting the stage for this global homeopathic takeover. So, listen, the thing is that I said this to my classical homeopath friends. If you can get somebody well with one remedy, God bless you. I love you. I don't have an opinion. If you can do it with 10 or 100, I don't care. I just want you to get people well. And so if you're reaching out for help, I hear you. We try to do the best we can with what we have here. And we put it out there for you, Bob, Robert. So anyway, thanks for asking the question. And may this be a teaching experience for anybody and everybody. Now, the other question is about the archives. People are wondering, hey, where are all the archives I used to get? And they're not as easy to get anymore. Of course, GCN still plastering them out right away. But, you know, we have Natural News Radio that transitioned to Talk Network. Are they also going to be archiving?
They are. Or okay. I guess I should say we are.
Okay.
Yes. So there has been a little bit of a lag there. I believe the last archives that they put up on Natural News Radio ended around the end of October. So we've got about a week and a half here that will be going up on the archive page on TalkNetwork.com.
Okay.
So, and I will endeavor to make that happen very soon. So what people need to do is they need to go to TalkNetwork.com, and you are right. I think you're even, like, leading the pack there on the list of the hosts.
Okay.
They're on the front page, so you just click on you, preferably your nose or your forehead or something.
Okay,
like that.
Yeah,
it'll take you to the archives, and you'll be able to get them there very soon.
All right, and folks that are getting it through iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and Epic Times and UK Health Radio, same thing. It's all going to be catching up here. But we are, you know, basically live 2 hours a day, 6 days a week right here on GCN, our syndicator, and many of our other homes across the World Wide Web. Thank you for being here, and thank you for asking questions. When we come back, I teased Pamela Anderson. I know, I don't think we got her. We'll see.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I misspoke. I didn't tease Pamela Anderson. That's not what I meant. I teased that we were going to talk about Pamela Anderson in this break.
Oh, man!
I know. I should have teased Pamela Anderson. But no, I did not do that. Really, it was about covering a story related to Pamela. I guess you say covering. That would be funny, too, because she tends to uncover herself.
We are uncovering Pamela Anderson this segment. Yes.
I don't know how airbrushed this picture is of her at 48, but oh, my gosh.
You had the same reaction I did. It was kind of like, no.
Really? Yeah, impressive. No. Pamela Anderson shares a nude pic to celebrate being free of hepatitis C. This is obviously a great way to promote a drug if that's what she's trying to do. Although I thought she was going holistic. Some years ago, we covered this issue of hepatitis C. She was looking for ways to live instead of the death sentence that many doctors have said it was. Of course, now they claim there are these, you know, $10,000 pills, 6-month treatment, 2-month treatment, whatever it is that'll cure it. But since I dispute that there is anything called hepatitis C actually ever been isolated, they've got some splaining to do. Now, when somebody comes in with a Hep C diagnosis, I always question, well, how do they determine the Hep C diagnosis? Well, PCR, right? Polymerase chain reaction. You took a fraction of genetic material and amplified it hundreds of millions of times and said, you know what's there. And if it is indeed there, it took so much to find it that it couldn't be causing you any problems. And of course, if the preceding the letter C is hepatitis, that just means liver inflammation. And they don't know what's causing it, so they, you know, went from hepatitis A to B to C. C became the de rigueur. You know, it's like, this is the one. This is the deadly one. This is the one we can now charge lots of money for drugs. We can, you know, throw chemotherapy at it. We can beg Congress to up our funding through NIH for more research because a lot of people are suffering with hepatitis C. And my argument has always been that this is, you know, if it's to be argued to be an end-stage liver disease like cirrhosis or other forms of hepatitis but more severe, you're just talking about chronic debilitated liver function, serious congestion, backlog, toxicity. And all I do, of course, is restore function to the liver. Stop putting garbage in your system. Load up on selenium. Take that chromium. Yes, you can modulate your immune system. Yes, you can do bioactive silver hydrosol, and you can neutralize all kinds of pathogens, including not to be able to detoxify that body again. You've got to clean up what's going into it. She claims she got it from sharing a dirty needle, a tattoo needle from her former husband, Tommy Lee. I don't know if that's true or not, because, like I said, I dispute the diagnosis. I do. But I'm happy that Pamela is saying that she's free of it, whatever it is. That's good.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, for whatever reason, she was cured from her hepatitis C, so she decided to post a nude picture.
Right.
I give her some other
reasons to do that.
Yeah. So, you know, but you know what? I just heard just a little bit ago that Hillary Clinton has been cured of her insomnia, so she's going to be posting a nude pic.
No.
A Twitter.
Tell her not to.
Yeah.
Please say no.
How come you're not going to Twitter?
Reagan.
Why not?
And just say no to that one. it will be okay. So she's actually saying it might be a drug. She says, "I am cured. I just found out. Hashtag no more Hep C, et cetera, et cetera. I pray anyone living with Hep C can qualify or afford treatment." So it sounds like she went to the drug therapy. It will be more available soon. I know treatment is hard to get still. The question is, will she become a spokesperson for whatever drug she might have been on?
I know what drug it is that she's talking about. And this is something new that just came out recently, that there is a drug out there. It's called Harvoni.
Yeah, we've covered it.
On the commercial itself, it literally claims that it has like a 99% cure rate.
Cure rate. So what is it doing? Again, if you say you have hepatitis C and then they say you don't, again, this is to me like HIV. It's another, you know, they name it and then you're razzle-dazzled because you don't have the high-tech understanding or instrumentation to claim that it is or it isn't. But if you look back through the peer-reviewed literature, there's a lot to dispute here in terms of what this actually is. And long-term recovery is avoiding these doctors like the plague who will poison you with chemo and then claim that you're free of it. And to what end? To what cost? God bless you, Pamela Anderson. I mean, look, she's looking fine, but the question is, we'll keep an eye on that health. All right, Dr. Rashid Batar is going to join us. Cash for lower cholesterol. How's that working out for doctors and patients? We're going to talk about that next. And the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.